This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The data confirm it was one of the warmest ever years in Colorado. The state saw the fourth warmest fall ever recorded, and it's the eighth warmest year overall in 131 years of recorded weather data. December will also likely rank high. It's already broken previous records with highs in the 60s. State climatologist Russ Schumacher says that doesn't bode well for the spring.
We don't know yet how it's all going to end up, but at least at this point, you know, it's been a very slow start to the snow accumulation season.
He says the extremes are a result of climate change. The state also saw a very warm summer, with the hottest day of the year being August 7th, when it was 109 degrees Fahrenheit in both Los Animas and Lamar. 2025 also marked the first year Colorado started licensing psychedelic-assisted therapy centers where clients undergo guided experiences using psilocybin mushrooms. Denverite's Chiara Damari has more.
The state has approved 30 healing center licenses as of late December, according to the Colorado Department of Revenue. There are two different kinds of licenses a healing center can get, standard or micro. The difference? How much psilocybin the center can have on hand at a time. Psychedelic-assisted therapy was legalized by voters in 2022. The new law allows people to privately possess psilocybin, but doesn't authorize retail sales, like with marijuana. I'm Chiara Damari, Denverite.
A more than 100-year-old tradition continues tonight. The Adaman Club is making its final push to the top of Pikes Peak to ring in the new year with fireworks. The club began its hike yesterday with an overnight stay at the bar camp halfway mark. A first round of fireworks is set for 9 p.m. to commemorate the original members of the club known as the Frozen Five. The traditional midnight display is set to follow. This is CPR News and KRCC.